I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else. Or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Kristen. The email is...
They're thinking about kicking the parents out of the house.
Yeah, because they heard our conversation. You remember it wasn't that long ago we had the segment about debating if those people on, I think it was either TikTok or Instagram, saying that their daughter had graduated.
Yeah.
She wasn't going to go to college. So in the next month, she was going to have to start paying rent. And if she couldn't pay rent, they were going to kick her out.
People were outraged.
So we had this debate and everybody was like, yes, time to learn some responsibility. You can't, you know, you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to learn to get on in the real world. Wow.
Well, look how well you're doing.
I'm doing fantastic. You're going to have to learn how to figure some stuff out on your own. And you guys were like, absolutely. And then I said, I held your feet to the fire. And we're like, okay, your kid doesn't pay rent. Are you kicking him out?
Nah. Yeah, I wouldn't have that in me. I wish I'd have called my dad out now that you said that too, when he told me he would have kicked me out. I wish I would have really called his bluff.
Because the only controversy there for me was like they were only giving her 1 month, right? They
Correct.
Said, you got 1 month. Now, my kid would have a couple more months than that. But at some point, I'd have to have the balls to go, okay, then get out. I would. I'd have to. At some point, I mean, you can only be a helicopter parent, you know, so long. At some point, you got to say, go figure it out yourself.
But what if you push them out the nest and they crash?
Well.
No. That's a sad thought.
It just got dark. Right.
You want to just get to the email?
Sure.
Okay.
I was just thinking about like how nervous I was for Hayden to go to college because he gave me no indication at all that when he left the house, he was going to live. and he got to college and he was absolutely fine. Not only that, he flourished. So it wasn't a purposeful push. It was one that he went to this college and he ended up flourishing. So sometimes I think it's going to be way worse than it really is. They got to find themselves.
Hey, Burt Show, longtime listener, first time emailer. I heard your segment about whether or not you would kick your kids out if they didn't pay rent. I'm in a similar situation, but it's my parents. My mom and stepdad moved in with me and my husband in February. Their agreement was they would pay half the mortgage. That would also cover their bills. The reason for moving in with us is because my stepdad lost his job, so he's opted for early retirement. My mom doesn't work. They were renting a condo and decided not to renew the lease. They're wanting to retire to Florida or South Carolina. While they look for a place, they're staying with us for an undetermined amount of time. We all get along well, and I honestly didn't think twice about it. I love my mom and stepdad and was eager to help them out. As an only child, I did feel a slight obligation to help out, but was happy to do so. And my husband has been awesome throughout the process. Here it is June, and we haven't seen a payment for June or May. My husband and I have had lengthy discussions about this, but I'm embarrassed to admit I haven't brought it up to my parents. To make matters worse, they've taken weekend trips to Savannah and Charleston, yet haven't bothered to pay rent.
Uh-oh.
How do I even approach this conversation? I've known my stepdad since I was 9. My mom and he have been there for me through the good and the bad. Do I let this go or do I ask them for the rent? Do my husband and I ask them together, or will that feel like we are ganging up on them? I absolutely hate confrontation and never imagined being in this position. You think they just forgot? I mean, they're old, but not that old. Thanks in advance for any advice you can give.
This makes me want to throw up.
It does me too, because I hate confrontation as well.
Well, I hate confrontation, and I also really hate any kind of confrontation or negotiation when it comes to money. Mm-hmm. I just hate talking about those things. But it's clear that they're getting taken advantage of. I mean, if they're going on these vacations and they're not paying rent, I mean,
there's got to be a reason.
I mean, in the real world, right, they would lose their house, but there's no way.
So you say just put an eviction notice on their door?
there's no way. Like, I can see, I can envision, I can fantasize about me telling my kid, like, you got to get out of here, man. It's been 4 months. You don't have a job. Go find your way. But telling my parents that, and I don't even dig my parents. I still couldn't do that.
I don't think I could do this either. I mean, I would like to think that I can really sit my parents down and talk to them about anything. And I think I should be motivated, because when the roles were reversed and I was younger, they had no qualms about telling me that I wasn't doing something. So I would want to return that energy. But knowing that I actually lived under their roof for as long as I did without having to pay anything, I probably just would eat this one.
The thing is that they've already agreed that they would pay half the mortgage. Like, there's already a conversation. So if you bring it up to them, just be like, hey, remember when you said you would pay? Just send them like a Venmo request or something. Like, this could be done in one conversation.
It's really weird how they're the ones that are feeling uncomfortable when they're in the right.
I know.
They allow the parents in the house. The parents haven't paid. It's the parents that should feel uncomfortable, and yet here they are, and I get it, I'd feel the same way, that they're uncomfortable with the conversation, even though they're perfectly within their rights. So, I don't know.
The Burt Show.